From smoke signals to smartphones. Welcome back to Daily Tech Insights. Today, we're taking a quick trip back in time to look at how human communication has evolved. Have you ever complained about a slow Wi-Fi connection? It is easy to take instant messaging for granted, but our ancestors had to rely on much slower, creative methods just to say hello or warn each other of danger. Thousands of years ago, long-distance communication depended on visual signs. Ancient civilizations, like the Romans and the Chinese, used smoke signals along great walls or high hills to send urgent military messages. Native Americans also used smoke to signal safety or gather groups together. While it was fast, it had a major flaw. It was completely dependent on clear weather, and anyone, including your enemies, could see the message. As societies grew, we needed something more permanent and private. This led to the birth of postal services. In the ancient world, runners and couriers on horseback would travel days to deliver handwritten letters. In Europe and North America, systems like the Pony Express became famous for delivering mail across vast distances. However, the real revolution happened in the 19th century with the invention of the telegraph. For the first time, people could send messages across continents in seconds using electric wires and a system of clicks known as Morse code. It changed business, news, and politics forever. Not long after, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell took it a step further by inventing the telephone, allowing human voices to travel across distances. Fast forward to the late 20th century, and the internet changed everything all over again. We moved from emails on clunky desktop computers to instant video calls on pocket-sized smartphones. Today, we can share our lives with millions of people instantly. We have come a long way from smoke and fire, but the goal remains exactly the same: our fundamental human need to stay connected.